One more time, please. So now Prahlad stands up and recites 43 transcendental prayers to Lord Nrisimha. So there's a whole chapter in the seventh canto, prayers by Prahlad. I encourage you to read and study those prayers because each one is full of great transcendental knowledge. Knowledge is required in order to make spiritual advancement. So it's important. If you do not have Srimad Bhagavatam, you should take Srimad Bhagavatam home tonight. You can make that happen. Do we have a special sale price? So Vedavit and Manish, anyone who does not have Srimad Bhagavatam, tonight's the night to get it. Because there's so... Huh? What's that? You have Gujarati and Hindi, see? So, Prahlad offers these 43 prayers. And then Lord Nrisimha says to Prahlad, my dear boy, because you are my devotee, because you believed in me, you had to tolerate so many sufferings. I want to give you a benediction. But Prahlad said, my lord, I don't do business with you. I'm not a vanik. I'm not a merchant. You are my master. I am your servant. That is sufficient. But Lord Nrisimha says, no, you must take a benediction. So Prahlad said, if I must take a benediction, then I pray that no more in my heart will there ever be any kind of material desire. This is the topmost prayer. The topmost prayer is no more material desire. The desire should be, I simply want to love and serve you, Lord. As that song says, I really want to see you. I really want to know you. I really want to serve you. If you come Saturday night to Om's program, I'm going to do two songs on the guitar. I'm doing My Sweet Lord and a special version of Nrisimha Prayers. But you have to come to Om's program Friday and Saturday. So Lord Nrisimha blessed Prahlad that yes, I know it your desire, you want your father to be forgiven. So you will do the funeral service for your father so that he does not go to hell. So therefore the funeral service is required to protect the family members. Save them from going to hell. And Lord Nrisimha said, I want you to reign as king of the demons. But not to worry. I will always be with you. And even though you will be in the association of the demons, and you will be their king, I will protect you, and you will not fall down. So Prahlad was installed as the king of the demons, and Lord Nrisimhadev, after being worshipped by Lord Brahma and the demigods, Lord Nrisimha, before leaving, he told Lord Brahma, don't give these kinds of benedictions again, because you simply indulge them. And then Lord Nrisimha disappeared. That ends Nrisimha Katha. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. So finishing up this seventh canto, there is a story of Lord Shiva and how Krishna helped Lord Shiva in defeating the demons. Therefore it says, Krishna saves Tripurari. Tripurari is name of Lord Shiva. Then the rest of the seventh canto, Narada Muni explains to Yudhisthira the Varnashram institution, how human society is divided into four social orders and four spiritual orders. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. And he delineates the duties and qualifications for each of those eight classes. And then Narada explains other details on the science of God. And then at one point, Narada explains to Yudhisthira his previous birth. That Narada used to be a Gandharva, and his name was Upabarhana. And one time in the heavenly planets, there was what we're doing tonight, Sankirtan festival. But Narada Upabarhana, he was a Gandharva with a very beautiful body, very handsome, very attractive to the ladies. And in this Sankirtan festival, he started to sing mundane songs, because Sankirtan means glorification of God. Hari, everybody say. So it was improper, just like right now. If somebody turned on the radio and started playing rap music, that would be inappropriate, because we're doing Sankirtan. We don't want to hear nonsense. That would be a disturbance. So Upabarhana was causing a disturbance in the heavenly planets, singing songs glorifying the demigods. So the GBC in the heavenly planets, those in charge of the festival, they cursed Upabarhana. You are not fit to reside here. You should take birth immediately as a Shudra on earth. And that's exactly what happened. This Upabarhana became a son of a maidservant, but later he comes in contact with devotees. He learns from the devotees Krishna consciousness. And after that, he becomes Narada Muni Vajayvina Radhika Ramana Name. Why is Narada Muni so great? So Narada Muni has a special instrument. And that instrument he did not buy in Lohi Bazaar. He did not buy on, what is that, what? Yes. He did not buy on the internet. No, this instrument was given to him by Lord Krishna himself. And this instrument, when he plucks the strings, it makes a particular sound. Radhika Ramana. Everybody say. Therefore, his instrument is always chanting. So Narada Muni, he's always in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. He plays his Veena instrument and he hears the sound. Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallava Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Bhaja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. So now we go to Canto 8. How you like it so far? Is everything okay? Are you prepared for another final session? Are you sitting properly? Okay. Hang in there, because as I said, I've been saying every night, the potential power is penance. You are doing penance. You are sitting and listening to the katha, that is penance. And because you're doing that, Krishna in your heart, he's smiling at you. He's very happy with you. So try to hang in there. I know it's hard. I've been in your shoes. It's hard to hear somebody go on, blah, 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 blah. But I try to make it interesting. How am I doing? Is it okay? Am I hired for next year? At least in Kamlesha's house, I know. All right, before we hear the actual eighth canto, Srila Prabhupada wrote a preface when he was writing these books, 1975, 1976. And you will like this preface. Especially, you will like it. So here's Prabhupada's preface. First of all, let me offer my humble, respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswami Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Sometime in the year 1935, when His Divine Grace was staying at Radha Kund, I went to see him from Bombay. At that time, he gave me many important instructions in regard to constructing temples and publishing books. He personally told me that publishing books is more important than constructing temples. So you dedicated your life to distributing these books. Is that correct? You are blessed by Prabhupada. Of course, these same instructions remained within my mind for many years. In 1944, I began publishing my Back to Godhead, and when I retired from family life in 1958, I began publishing Srimad Bhagavatam in Delhi. When three parts of Srimad Bhagavatam had been published in India, I then started for the United States of America on the 13th of August, 1965, Srila Prabhupada ki. So that's the day. August 3rd, the most important day in history. Prabhupada leaving for America. I am continuously trying to publish books as suggested by my spiritual master. Now in this year, 1976, I have completed the 7th canto, and a summary of the 10th canto has already been published as the book known as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th canto are yet to be published. On this occasion, therefore, I am praying to my spiritual master to give me strength to finish this work. So Prabhupada is telling you the secret of success. Pray to your spiritual master for strength. That is very important clue. You pray to your spiritual master. I am neither a great scholar nor a great devotee. I am simply a humble servant of my spiritual master. And to the best of my ability, I am trying to please him by publishing these books with the cooperation of my disciples in America. Jai. Fortunately, scholars all over the world are appreciating these publications. Let us cooperate and publish more and more volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam just to please His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, anyone who distributes these books, they are glorious. Never stop. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Never get, and your Guru Maharaj, he is perfect example. He has also dedicated his life to distributing books. Are you ready for the 8th canto? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, the first kata in this 8th canto is called Gajendra Mokshana. There was this elephant, Gajendra, and he went to this very nice place where there was a big mountain, beautiful lakes and flowers. And he was accompanied by all these different female elephants. And Gajendra, the king, was sporting with the female elephants, enjoying. But they were creating a big disturbance for all the other aquatics in the lake. So the leader of the aquatics was a crocodile. And he did not like that Gajendra was causing a disturbance. So he started to attack Gajendra. And they fought for 1,000 years. But what was happening? During the 1,000-year fight, the elephant was losing strength and the crocodile was maintaining his strength. Because the crocodile was in his natural habitat, the water. The elephant was not in his natural habitat. The elephant is basically a land animal. So in the fighting, because Gajendra was not in his normal condition, he was getting weak. And Prabhupada uses this to teach us a very important item. You have to find for yourself a situation where you have strength. You have to place yourself in a situation where you have mental, physical, and spiritual encouragement and enlivenment. Because basically when you become a devotee, you are fighting Maya. You're becoming a fighter. Becoming a devotee means, all right, Maya, let's go. You're fighting. So if you're fighting, you need strength. You need encouragement. You need to be in a normal condition of life. So, some people, they are better off as a brahmachari. Some people are better off as grihastha, like myself. I don't even think about sannyas. Neither am I allowed to think about it. But I don't think about it. Because I have such a situation that with my wife and in my life as it is, I'm in a very good, normal condition. So I'm getting strength, I'm getting encouragement, I'm getting enthusiasm to fight Maya. Some people, if they entered household life, it would be disastrous for their spiritual life. So you have to find out where you can be successful, where you can get strength, because Prabhupada says, whether brahmachari, sannyasi, vanaprastha, grihastha, we're all doing the same thing, fighting Maya. So you need your strength. So, take good prasad. How many like that instruction? Yes, I believe in that. Take good prasad, sumptuous prasad. Make sure you do your chanting every day. Because this is where you get your strength. As I like to say so many times, say hello to my little friend. This is your strength right here. You want to become powerful? Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Ram. And alongside the chanting, get transcendental knowledge. Prabhupada, my favorite story, when they finally published the seventh canto, Prabhupada's BBT manager went to Prabhupada with the seventh canto and said, Prabhupada, look, we just published this book and we're gonna go right now and distribute it. Prabhupada said, no. First read it. So Prabhupada wrote these books for us to read. We have to read these books. Am I right, Kamlesh? We need transcendental knowledge so that we can fight Maya. If you're fighting a war, you have to know the enemy and you have to know how to fight properly. That's what Prabhupada's books gives you. Gives you the battle plan, how to fight Maya. If you don't have a battle plan, forget it. You need a battle plan. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, will give you the battle plan, how to fight Maya. So, Gajendra was almost at the point of death. But Gajendra in his previous life was a devotee king and he had made an offense and that's why he was cursed to become an elephant. So even though he's an elephant and he's dying in this battle, by Krishna's grace, he could remember a prayer, a mantra that he had learned when he was a king. And so he, with his elephant trunk, he plucked a lotus flower and he offered it to Krishna and was able to remember that prayer. And the Lord accepted his prayer and the Lord came in his form of Hari, everybody say. And he pulled Gajendra out of the water and he pulled the crocodile out of the water and killed the crocodile. That was good for the crocodile. Because the crocodile had been a rishi who had committed an offense. And he was excused from the offense when Krishna killed him as the crocodile. And so he was relieved. And Gajendra, after being saved by Hari, everybody say, Gajendra achieved a four-arm form and went back home, back to Godhead. So this story of Gajendra Mokshana is very, very encouraging. Remember, all he had to do was remember, and therefore Prabhupada says, besides knowing the Hare Krishna mantra, you should know some other prayers, some other mantras, because at the time of death, it's possible you may forget. So if you're practiced in other mantras, you might remember that. So Krishna Kumar, you are very fortunate, because every program, what mantra do you chant? Huh? Yes. So maybe at the time of death, you'll remember, Namaste Narasimhaya. So learn other prayers and mantras. But that doesn't mean I don't chant my 16 rounds. No, 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 no. You still have to do this. But on top, you should learn other prayers and mantras. Okay. The next katha is the churning of the ocean of milk. Once upon a... Oh, wait. I'm over time here.